What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Jesus and the Arts podcast. I am here with a very special guest. I just did my first show with him. He has been with Inspiring Arts Productions for a very long time. We did Annie Get Your Gun together, and we just jam out to some musical theater songs when we're not on stage acting and doing stuff. His name is Jovan Kenev. Hello, Jovan.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
That is fantastic. We are in his beautiful house today, in his lovely basement. And yeah, so he did Annie Get Your Gun with me. He was one of the ones that brought me under his wing during rehearsals.
You were the lead, but yeah.
No, it was great. It was awesome. So yeah, before we dive in into the big stuff, just share a little bit about yourself, work, school, stuff like that.
All right, we'll start with work. I work at a warehouse down in Cincinnati for one of the people at my church. He's a great guy. I forklift operate. I move some boxes. It's pretty general work, but it's a fun job. A lot of ministry opportunities there, so enjoy that. School, I'm online through Cedarville University right now, which is a great pleasure. My mom works there. That's nice. I'm taking dual enrollment, humanities and literature. Nice. That's very fun. And IAP, obviously, I do theater, which is a great privilege with my aunt. She runs the company. And yeah.
Sweet. I didn't know your mom worked at Cedarville.
She does.
What does she do?
She's a dual enrollment manager.
Okay. So does she work on the campus or does she do stuff from here?
She works on campus. She like manages undergrad students like me who aren't on campus yet but take classes.
Nice. That's awesome. And so, you are, like, technically a senior?
Yes, in
okay.
High school. Yep.
But you're just not doing any high school classes, you're just doing Cedarville?
Yeah, junior and senior year, I've gone straight online through Cedarville.
Okay, that's nice. So, like, when you go to Cedarville freshman year, do you not have to take the gen eds because you're taking them right now, or?
I've taken most of the gen eds. I'll have to take a few, and then I didn't take any Bible classes online because I wanted to do that in person.
I don't blame you.
But other than that, most of them are done.
That's awesome. Sweet. So you work at a warehouse. I didn't know your boss goes to your church.
Yep. He's a great guy.
That's awesome. Sweet. And you said, like, doing some ministry, a lot of people weren't believers there, or?
Yeah. The manager that we just hired is a great guy. He's a believer. My other manager isn't a believer right now, but he's open to it. But we talk to him about that every morning. And then our main forklift operator, who I try to minister to him as much as I can.
Nice. That's awesome. So how many people work at this warehouse?
Let's see. Around 7 or 8, I would say.
Okay.
It's a pretty small place. We have our main semi-driver who comes in, does runs for us. Me, I work there. I have a few friends who work there. Another theater guy works there, Logan Gardner.
Oh, really? Okay. I don't know him, but...
Yeah, he's a cool guy. And some older guys who come in and out, but...
Cool.
Overall,
that's place. Awesome. Sweet. Let's, oh wait, first, we gotta do, like, an icebreaker before we get into it.
Of course.
Okay. So, if you made it to Broadway, what show would you want to be in? And you would be so happy.
Would want to be in Great Gatsby or Newsies.
I love that. Why?
Newsies, I would want to play Jack Kelly. Not that I could sing Jack Kelly, but I love his character. Love the way he acts and the energy, and I love Jeremy Jordan. So,
Jeremy Jordan is fire.
He knows what he's doing.
He's great. Awesome. Cool. So, let's talk a little bit about Christianity. So, share your faith journey, how you came to know Christ, and how you took the steps to get there and stuff.
Yeah. So, I grew up in a Christian household, which was great. My parents were very good at implementing that from a young age. I really first questioned it around 11, when I was on a trampoline with my brother, I asked him what would happen if I died.
Yeah.
I was like, and he explained to me, if I'm not a Christian, then I would go to hell. And I was like, oh, that's not fun. So I asked him, how do I not go to hell? And he explained to me the faith, because I didn't really understand it. I knew Jesus was cool and everything.
Yes.
But I was young, so I was like, what's that? And he explained everything to me. And 11 years old, I accepted it. But I didn't quite believe it, really. I was too young to really fully understand that. And as that was happening, around through 12 years old to 15. Picked up some bad habits, started swearing a lot.
Yeah.
Hung out with the wrong crowd and looked at the wrong stuff.
Yep.
And, you know, my dad finally got me.
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, what are you doing? And so we had a whole talk. And from then on, I've still struggled, but I got baptized and I've, you know, been reading my Bible.
Yeah.
Tried to stay true. Worship has helped a lot. So, yeah, 16, I would say, is when I fully got saved.
But, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I was kind of in, like, the same boat. Like, grew up in a Christian household, went to church, accepted Jesus at a young age. Like, I knew who he was, but I didn't know him. And it wasn't until, like, 8th grade, 9th grade that I realized, okay, being constant means being constant in prayer, scripture, communication, fellowship. And, like, since that, like, it just really strengthens your faith so much more.
Yeah.
And protects you. And just gives you, you know, maturity against the world. That's awesome. So you talked about some of just the stuff that you went through, but any other obstacles you experienced?
Yeah, there's been one big obstacle. I struggle a lot with anger, and that comes from, I have a sensory processing issue.
Okay.
Where I hear certain noises. It's called misophonia. I hear certain noises, like chewing, yawning, stuff like that. And it kind of, I process it differently than most people, so it sets off a flight or fight reaction inside my brain. And that is, like, if it keeps happening, like, in a church service, people are coughing a lot. And I know it's not their fault. I'm not, like, blaming anyone, obviously.
Yeah.
It's just the way I hear it. I'm like, that really annoys me. And so that definitely separated me from God for a while, because I started swearing a lot just out of anger. I was like, I can't deal with it. So I can obviously deal with it better now.
But yeah.
That was definitely a big obstacle growing up.
Yeah.
And still is today.
Yeah. Are you the only one in your family that...
Unfortunately,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a, like a one in a million disease. It doesn't happen to
That's
many
amazing.
People.
Wow. That's crazy. So it's just like certain noises just like...
Yeah, or visual things even.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What visual things?
There's a lot of things. Yawning. I don't even have to hear it if I see it from afar.
Wow.
That's like a, why'd you do that? And, you know, sometimes finger tapping.
Yep.
Just like, stop. It's a lot worse when I'm tired. I'll tell you that.
Oh, I bet.
So I try to get enough sleep. Because when I'm happy, I can normally make fun of it. Mm-hmm. When I'm tired, I'm like, oh my gosh. So.
Yeah, there was, during, I think it was before one of the shows. I don't know if you remember this, but somebody told me to go up and like, whisper something in your ear or something.
Jackson?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And I did that, and you were like, stop. And I was like, oh, gosh. And then you told me, I was like, oh, that makes sense. I'm so sorry.
Yep.
But he was like, yeah, you should go do this. And I was like, okay.
Jackson would.
Yeah, I know.
I'm supposed to room with that guy. Oh, no.
At Cedarville?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Before we dive into, you mentioned Cedarville, and just a question popped in my head. Why Cedarville University?
Well, a lot of reasons. All my siblings have gone there.
Okay.
All six of them. One went to Liberty, but we still left her.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The reason I want to go there is a Christian-based college. I love the campus. My mom works there. Mm-hmm. Kind of a cheesy reason, but because my mom works there, I get free tuition.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, the tuition's free. Of course, you have to pay for, like, room and board and meals and stuff.
But that's only, like, $10,000.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And my parents will help a little bit. So,
okay.
It's not just because of that, but that is a large factor. Because free college, you can't pass up, really.
Oh, no.
Unless you hate the campus. And I love the campus. So, I'm like, I'm going to go here. I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, that's the why.
What's your favorite part of the campus? Because I've been there many times. I have a lot of friends that are up there. But what's your favorite part?
I really like the lake, walking around the lake, and how it's all laid out. Most of everything is around the lake, the BTS, SEC.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I gotta say, have you seen their new building that they made?
Schoenberg?
Yeah.
It's nice. In there for over summer.
Oh, really?
Really nice.
I know. I, like, walked in, and I was like, dang.
Wow.
Yeah. It smelled new.
The new building smell.
Yep.
Like a new car smell.
Yep. That is awesome. Okay, cool. What is your favorite book or verse in the Bible?
Book, have to go John or Romans.
Okay.
We're going through John right now at my church.
Nice.
That's been really insightful. My favorite verse, I believe it's John 15:13. There's no greater love than to lay down your life for a friend.
Yes.
I try to just keep that in the back of my mind at all times. It's like, you should always be self-sacrificing when it comes to others.
That's really good.
And not think about yourself. So that's nice. Definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's awesome. What church do you go to?
Go to Faith Bible Church in Cincinnati.
Nice. And do you guys, is your preaching style like expository? Or is it typical? Or topical, sorry.
I would say expository.
Expository, yeah. Okay, cool. So that's like going through a book of the Bible, verse by verse, chapter by chapter.
Yeah.
I get more out of expository.
Yeah, we've been going, I mean, this John series has to take us about 2 years.
Wow.
Just going through John.
That's crazy.
He does maybe a quarter or half a chapter a week.
Wow.
And sometimes, like Christmas, we'll take a break for an Advent series.
Yep.
Which might not be specific books, but like specific passages
that
we'll go through.
Nice.
Which is nice. So.
Yeah, I really like that. That's cool. He takes his time with it.
Yes.
And even though it takes 2 years, I mean, like, doing a quarter or half of a chapter, you can get a lot out of that.
You get a lot. And he quotes from other passages and stuff. It all connects. I like it because it's Jesus. It's not him.
Yep.
It's not our pastor preaching.
Yes.
He's preaching from the word, which is how it's supposed to be, in my opinion.
Amen. That's great. Love that. How important is fellowship in a Christian's life?
I would say it's key.
I agree.
If you're not surrounded by other like-minded people, aka Christians, then, you know, it's kind of cheesy, but you are who you hang out with.
Yeah.
And if you hang out with the wrong crowd for too long, you'll start picking up their habits. I'm not saying don't hang out with the wrong crowd, because how else do you minister? But if that's the only crowd you hang out with, you're not going to stay true to your Christian beliefs, in my opinion. I found I can't.
Yeah.
When I was 12 to 15, I didn't hang out with any good people. So fellowship is key.
Yep.
It's not just Sunday morning.
Yep.
It's more than that.
For sure.
Get discipleship groups Sunday night, Wednesday night, as much as you can.
Yep.
And just going out with people that you love that are Christians.
Yes.
That is a great thing to do.
Definitely. So. Yeah. It's like just, you know, you got to guard your heart.
Yeah.
At all times, no matter who you hang out with. Like you said, just finding the right people who love Jesus. Just like you do, who just are passionate about him, and, you know, you can just talk for hours about the Bible and stuff.
Yeah.
Which I find is, like, so fun.
It's the best kind of friendship.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, a lot of my friends in high school, whenever we would, like, sleep over, we would just, like, it would be, like, 3 a.m., and we would just be talking about, like, Revelation or something like that.
Like, why are there four horsemen? I don't know, but it's gonna happen.
Is that 1,000 years real, or is it just a length of time?
Revelations is prophecy, and it's hard to understand, so
facts.
No clue.
Yep.
Probably real.
Has your pastor ever done, like, a...
My youth pastor, who is new and he's getting experience, so he tried to go through it.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't bad,
okay,
don't get me
good.
Wrong,
that's
but
good.
It was just hard to understand, and I think the nature of Revelations is hard to preach on.
For sure.
And him being new to it, I was like, maybe don't pick that topic.
Yeah.
It was interesting. I didn't understand much. I also couldn't go as much.
Yeah.
I was busy with rehearsals and dance class. But
yep. Oh, was it?
It was Wednesday night.
Oh, wow.
Last spring.
Okay.
I had dance class at 6.
Okay, cool.
So sometimes I would drive up and make it because Bible study's at 7.
Yeah. Sweet. Awesome. So, yeah, fellowship is key. Very important in a Christian's life. I'm taking a membership class at my church right now. I'm wanting to become a member. And today, it was our first class, but our pastor just talked about how really important fellowship and just membership is in a church. You're having brothers and sisters just support you, just like talking to you, praying for you at all times, and that's just really important.
Yeah.
Because not only do you have Jesus on your side, but you have like everybody else on your side as well. And they truly love you if they warn you if you're going down something that you shouldn't be going down.
I agree. Yeah. The best friends you can have are the ones that will tell you that you're doing the wrong thing or something like that.
Yep.
Because they care for you.
Yep. For sure. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Let's switch over to theater life.
Theater.
So, you said we talked about Inspiring Arts Productions a little bit, but go a little in depth with that, just IAP and just how you joined it and the community there.
All right. I joined it back in 2022. I did tech for Best Christmas Pageant Ever.
Nice.
It was a fun show. But I officially joined doing shows 2023, Pirates of Penzance. And obviously my aunt runs the company, so I've known about it for a while, but I was always a shy little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never had the courage to try out or sign up. And then I did Pirates, and I was like, whoa, this community.
Yeah.
It's so cool. And I've done the shows ever since. I was like, I'm going to do another one.
There you go.
I'm busy, but I'm going to do it.
That's right. His aunt is Beth Kenneth, who wrote Horizons of Gold, McBride's, and then Legacy. Did she, like, try to persuade you before you did IAP shows to audition, but you just didn't want to, or?
I think she probably talked to me about it a couple times. Before I started IAP, no one really knew that I could sing. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know. I would belt in my garage all the time, but I didn't think that counted.
Yeah.
And so I tried out, and she was like, wow, good job.
There you go.
I was like, thanks. And I also couldn't dance. So she definitely had a few conversations, but she didn't want to be pushy, and I appreciate that from her.
Yeah.
But no, eventually Josh, my older brother, convinced me to try it out. So.
Nice. So did your brothers do IAP as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Josh was the main one who did a lot. My sister too, Evie.
Okay.
He's in college, so she helped both at Cedarville.
Nice.
And yeah, he always told me to try out, and eventually I did.
Nice.
And he was the major general.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. That's so cool. So, did you want to audition for Christmas Pageant, or did you just want to do crew to, like, just, you know, slowly go into?
Yeah, so I was roped into crew by my aunt.
Okay.
That was the one thing. She was like, I need guys. And so I did crew, and that introduced me to the environment and how welcoming people were.
Because
even though I'm a Kenneth, and, like, you would think people know my name or, like, know who I am, they had no clue I existed. And they were so welcoming. They were like, cool, welcome in. Do crew. Hang out with us for 7 days.
Yeah.
I was like, you're my best friend. So that was very fun.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to go back. And then me, Micah, Daniel, Jackson, all decided we're going to do Pirates. And that was the start.
That's awesome. So you four all joined at the same time?
Yes, wow. That was all our first show. Micah had done a lot of tech beforehand.
Okay.
So he also knew of it. Daniel helped out with tech for Best Christmas Pageant, maybe a few others. Jackson didn't even try out. My aunt just called him up because we needed more guys.
Did she know him?
Yeah, way back, they went to Cedarville together, Beth and Jackson's dad, I think.
Okay.
And so their families knew each other.
Okay.
So she called up Jackson.
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome. That's cool. How was Pirates of Penzance?
One of my favorite shows. I wish I could do it again now that I have more experience.
Yeah.
Because it's hilarious and it's fun. You can act like a pirate or a policeman.
Yeah.
It's a very fun show.
And it's just all humor. It's great.
It's all satire humor. It's amazing.
Yep. Did you hear they redid it, but they changed stuff to it?
They kind of messed it up, in my opinion, but
it's okay. It's whatever. That's so cool, though. So what would you say is your favorite part of IAP in the community?
I would say the community is my favorite part.
Okay.
Just, again, I'll say it again, how welcoming people are.
Mm-hmm.
It's, now that I've been there a long time, I try to be the one who welcomes people.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to get more members in, and the staff is great.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They know how to attract people to come try out, and they're very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, just the community and the shows they do are fun.
Yeah.
But I don't always do it for the show. Like, Annie Gatrigan, I had no clue what that was.
Yeah.
But I was like, I like the people. So
yeah.
I tried out, and it was actually really fun.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was awesome. When Davis, Ethan, and I, you know, like, did Annie Get Your Gun, we were talking about it after one of the shows, just reflecting on all the rehearsals and everything, and we all just realized that, like, everybody that did the show did it because they love acting, and they love theater.
Yep.
Like, I really didn't hear any, like, complaining, like, oh, I hate this place. It stinks. It's so bad.
No one's forced to be there.
Yeah.
Which is great.
But they do it because they love it.
Yeah.
And that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, everyone, to love a theater instead of just doing it for, like, an extracurricular.
Yeah.
Or just because you like the people. Like, they love acting, too.
Yep.
Like, I love the people, but I also love dancing and singing and acting. that's half the reason I do it. So
yeah, yeah, it was awesome. It's great. Definitely gonna consider doing McBride's Call.
Now that's the summer show.
You are considering it? Like yeah. you're considering it? Like you're not sold yet?
Completely? Not sold because okay. I'm busy.
Yeah,
but I would love to dance.
Yeah.
So if I get a dancing role, I'll do it.
Do the Irish jig.
Yeah.
Did you say they're doing a class in the spring for that?
They're thinking about it, if they can find a director.
Okay. Oh, wait, Christy's not going to...
Christy doesn't Irish dance.
Okay. Is she going to be a choreographer, though, for the show?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Just not for that one scene.
Yeah. Wait, is there just one scene where it's just all Irish dancing?
Honestly, it's been a while since I've seen it. There's probably more. Okay. No, that's the big one, though.
Okay.
And they cut a few things from the video that you saw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't see it. You weren't there.
Not yet.
They showed a video.
But, I mean, I do have the link.
You could watch it.
So, I probably will. That's awesome, though. Yeah, I'm excited to watch it and see if I want to do it or not.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay, so, I know you said Pirates was very fun, but, like, name the top three IAP shows that you've been in.
Top three. Okay. I have to say Christmas Carol. That was a very well-known show.
Who were you in that?
I was ensemble.
Just ensemble.
Okay. That was the first show I got a mic in, which was that nice. Was fun. I was like, ooh, mic check.
Yay.
I gotta say Pirates was up there. It was probably number three. Number one might be Annie Get Your Gun.
Really?
Just because of how fun the dancing was. That was the first show I got the opportunity to dance a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because I didn't dance before then. I took the spring dance class. And that finally convinced my aunt to let me dance.
Wow.
And so that was the show I was like, I had so much fun. Because even though I wasn't like a big role or anything, mm-hmm. I was dancing. And that's kind of what I love to do.
Yeah.
Don't love big roles, but I get to dance.
Yeah.
Put me in.
For sure. Dancing. Dancing's fun. Doing the dance class that we just did in the fall.
That was so fun.
That was great. That was awesome. Yeah. Christy, the choreographer.
She's so good.
So good.
So nice.
And her first show was Cinderella. With IAP?
Yep.
Wow. Dang. So who did you guys have before you got her?
Way back, we had Mrs. Hart. And that's all we'll say about her.
She Mrs. Was, Hart?
Yes.
She her was. Family goes to my church.
Really?
Yeah.
I never had her myself. Okay. We had Faith and Beth do the rest when Christy wasn't there. But I just heard she was very strict about the dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't everyone's favorite, but
yeah,
I can't say much because I don't know her.
Her daughter goes to Cedarville.
Gotcha.
Currently. And her son just got married to someone from Ukraine, actually, and they go to our church.
Interesting.
So it's pretty cool. Yeah, I had no idea that she was the old dance person.
Yep. That's
sweet. So, like, so you just said, like, Faith and Beth would just do the choreo.
Mostly, yeah. Okay. I think maybe Anna, Abby Patrick. I don't think you know her. She did Pirates a little bit. But yeah, Faith and Beth did it. And Mrs. Hart's last show was Bye Bye Birdie, which was 2022.
Oh, okay.
So we weren't in much of too many shows before we got Christy.
Okay. Nice. That's awesome. Okay, well, you kind of answered all my questions that I already asked.
Already?
Yeah. Well, okay, so, I mean, you started acting because of the community.
Yep.
Like you said, because you did Crew First. Would you do a show for, like, okay, so say a theater company was doing Newsies. Would you do it?
I would try out.
Okay.
But I would first look up the theater company to make sure they're not too out of line with what I believe in.
Yeah.
I don't mind if they're not Christian, obviously.
Yeah.
Not every theater company is Christian, but I don't want to do something that supports what I don't support.
For sure.
Yeah. But I would look it up, and if they were fine, I would definitely try out.
Yeah.
Because I like meeting new people. It's a good ministry.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Definitely.
I could probably do both shows. I could juggle.
Yeah.
So would try out.
Would you do, like, shows for Merit Theater?
I haven't heard about them.
Really? Okay.
Are they?
They're Christian.
Okay.
They just did Bright Star, that Steve Martin musical. I don't know if you've heard of that. But they're doing Fiddler on the Roof.
Ooh.
In the fall, I want to say. Yeah.
Next year or this year?
Next year.
Cool.
Yes.
You might try out for that.
Yeah, and then, gosh, what's the other? Another Christian company did Oliver in the summer, I think.
I also don't know what that show is.
You don't know what Oliver is?
No. Nope.
I don't really. I can't tell you what it is either.
Fake theater kid.
I think it's about, like, it's kind of like Newsies, I think, where it's like the main characters are kind of like kids.
Gotcha.
I think it's like set in the same time period. I'm not sure. Okay. I'm definitely like wrong.
But it's about the Green Arrow, isn't it?
The Green Arrow?
Oliver.
Oliver Queen? Yeah. Oh, I get it. Oh my gosh.
That would be an interesting musical. It's like the Avengers musical.
Bro.
Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
Wait, did you listen to, like, Rogers the Musical, like, the music?
I don't think so, no.
Dude, you should.
Is it good?
Yeah, there's one called End of the Line.
Oh, that's fun. Okay, I'm going to have to listen to that.
So he sings it with, it's Cap, and then it's, like, old Cap.
Really?
And they harmonize together.
Oh.
And it's, like, really good.
That actually be yeah. sad.
It is kind of sad. Because they're also talking about, like, Peggy Carter as well. So it's just like, I mean, you've seen.
Yeah, I've seen the movies.
Okay, cool. We're just making sure. Just giving him random names. He's like, yeah, I get those people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, but they duet together. And then at the end, young Cap realizes, like, he wants to be back with Peggy. So then he goes back in time. It's not the same as Endgame, mm-hmm. but, like, you know,
it's similar. Hard to do it the same way.
Exactly.
In a musical.
Yeah. I got to say, though, when I think it was in what they showed the scene from the first Avengers, like in the Hawkeye TV show, I think.
I think they did, yeah.
Yeah. I just remember watching. I was like, okay, what?
Hawkeye was interesting.
Did you like it?
I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
It was better than a few of the series. I didn't watch all the series, but Hawkeye was good. Loki was good.
Loki was very good.
That one, that last episode almost Ooh. Made me cry.
Ooh. Like, yes, sir.
Genuinely. So well done.
Yep.
Loki's Tom Hiddleston is a great actor.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Have you watched Daredevil?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Should I?
You should. It is good. Like, okay, so watch like the Netflix show.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Originally it was on Netflix and now it's on Disney Plus.
Oh, great.
Watch those first three seasons and then watch The Born Again.
Okay.
Which they redid back in April.
Put it on my list.
Yeah. It's good. You'll like it. It's intense.
Is it? Okay.
It is dark.
That's fine.
But I mean, like, it writing is fantastic.
Great.
And Charlie Cox does a great job. But yeah. What are your thoughts on just Doomsday?
I'm nervous. Like, it's supposed to be the next big thing for Avengers.
Yeah.
But based off of their last movies, it might suck.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful because it has Robert Downey Jr.
Yep.
And he's a great actor, whatever the circumstances. So I'm hoping that it's good.
Yep.
And Tom Holland's in it.
Yep.
Wait, no, he's not.
Well, he hasn't been confirmed yet.
I don't think he is.
I don't know. I'm kind of scared because, like...
I don't think he can do his new Spider-Man movie and Doomsday.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll find out.
But we will.
I'm looking forward to it.
Obviously, I am too.
I'm gonna watch it, but...
Did you like Thunderbolts and Fantastic Four?
Fantastic Four was good.
Okay.
Thunderbolts. I did watch that. That was actually...
You liked
pretty
it.
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I like the story behind it.
Yeah. I mean, it was really like...
It was pretty deep for Marvel.
Yeah. Like. Definitely.
And the way they did some of the filming scenes in his mind.
Yep.
I was very impressed with that.
Yeah. The director did a really good job with that. Fantastic Four I thought was good. It's hard to, you know, film with a 5-month-year-old.
Yeah. But they did good.
But they did fine. They did. I enjoyed it, for sure. I'm interested to see what they do with him in Doomsday, Franklin.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. My biggest concern is that they ended filming, like, a month and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
and it comes out next December, and Spider-Man is still filming. And that comes out in July.
Ooh.
So I'm like, when are you going to do reshoots? When are you going to do the stuff with the actors that couldn't make it? But I just haven't heard anything else. And apparently a trailer is being released next month.
Ooh.
Yep.
Well. Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Like, on Christmas or something.
Yeah. And it's, like, for... So they released, like, the teaser for, like, for the Avatar Fire and Ash movie. And I'm like, should I spend $14 just to go see it and then just leave? I probably won't, because I haven't seen any of the Avatar stuff. But yeah, cool. Okay, so to talk about both now, kind of mesh them together. Mm-hmm. How can us as Christians bring our faith into theater and just hobbies and what we enjoy doing?
Yeah, so we'll start with theater. I think the best way is just to lead by example, because not everyone at IAP is Christian.
Yep,
everyone is generally just a nice person, I'd say, but they're not Christian. So lead by example. You can be open about your faith at IAP, at least. Other companies, maybe just try to have some one-on-ones.
Yeah.
I think the way you act should show what you want it to show.
For sure.
If you're trying to minister.
For sure.
And there's a lot of ways to open up discussions about Christianity.
Yeah.
Like, start with, I think, hey, what's your opinion on Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
As a 2,000-year-old historical character, not even as a Lord and Savior, just
yeah.
like, what do you think about him?
Yeah.
Easy to start conversation. And you can go from that and be like, okay, well, here's what I believe.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about it? And if they say no, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But you planted a seed.
Exactly.
It's God's job to
yep.
do the rest, and it's his plan, so whatever he wants.
Yeah. He never told us to force
yep.
him on other people. He said plant the seed.
Yeah.
God will touch their hearts.
Yeah.
For sure. I love how we would just, for IAP, Beth or someone else would just pray before every show. I think that was just good. Because you're right, not everybody there is a believer, but, you know, just things like those, just all praying as one group, it's just good.
I think everyone, they love it. I mean, they wouldn't do the shows if they weren't, like, if they were opposed to Christianity, they wouldn't do the shows, because that's, like, that's the statement of our company, is that we're Christian.
Yeah.
So everyone's open. Some people don't believe the same things, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. There's... I just forgot what I was going to say. Dang it. Somebody said, during Andy Get Your Gun, somebody said that, like, I don't know if they were a believer or not. I think they might have been. But they were just like, I just trust my kids with this company.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. And I just, I was like, I
agree. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they are believers.
Okay, they are. Okay, cool. I was like, I totally agree. I mean, like, and I think a non-believer would say that too.
I agree.
Yeah, because it's just, like you said, leading by example.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, there's so many people there that are believers. Nothing will happen that we won't stop. So,
yeah.
It's a safe place.
For sure. Yeah, it's awesome. How can we serve God with theater professions and stuff?
I think with theater, it is hard to not bring the spotlight on yourself when you're performing.
For sure.
Because you put all the time and energy in it, and you want to be recognized.
Yep.
And you did do hard work, but you wouldn't be here without God.
Yeah.
And so the best way is just to tell as many people as you can about it.
Yeah.
Be like, the only reason I can do this role is because God allowed me to.
Yep.
And I'm going to do as much as I can to spread the gospel.
Yes.
And not take the spotlight from him. So as you're performing on your heart, you should have God on your heart.
Definitely.
Like, this is for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Have there been times that you kind of like get in your head a little bit? Yeah.
Same. Yeah.
Yep.
Get in your head. You're like, should I actually do theater? Mm-hmm. A lot of discussions like, should I do it? Because it feels like I'm bringing all the glory on myself, even though it might not be your intention.
Yeah.
It's still hard to differentiate.
For sure. For sure. I think, you know, doing the shows at my high school, there's a lot of people that, you know, did it for their own attention, which sucks. And I can say that there have been moments that I tried to do the same thing.
Yep.
And looking back on it, you know, I can just remember clearly how, like, right when I started to think about that, like, you know, boosting my ego a little bit.
Yeah.
Really thinking that I am doing this for my own good and just for the audience to clap at me and only me. I just remember, you know, like, God kind of smacked me down and was like, now listen here, buddy.
Like, you don't get the spotlight.
You don't. Nope.
And thing is, like, we're human beings. It feels good to be applauded for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of our sinful nature is like, yeah, we want that.
Yep.
Understandably, ever since the fall. But that's it's against what God wants. And so just pray to God that he would change your heart.
Yeah.
Help you not necessarily strive after that.
Yeah.
Strive for his glory.
Yeah. I really think that's, you know, it's just a constant prayer that I think all of us need to pray.
Yeah.
You know, because just it can easily, that can easily just go up here super quickly.
Go straight to your head.
Yeah.
And then you forget how you got there and who got you there.
Yep.
And then eventually you just become separated from God. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, what happened?
Yeah. Yep. And it doesn't even, like, it's not only in theater, too. It's like, it's in sports. Like, yeah. The amount of athletes that are just so arrogant, so cocky, and just, like, just care only about themselves.
Yeah, sports is also a hard place.
Yep.
Because you're playing for either money if you're a professional.
Yep.
Or for yourself because you love it and you enjoy the spotlight.
Yep.
And it's hard to minister there because it's either your teammates who are hard to talk to or opponents who are your opponents.
Yep.
That's very hard to minister as someone who plays sports.
Yeah.
But again, just keeping God on your heart the whole time.
Yeah, for sure. What does Jesus say? Money is the root.
The love of money is
the love of money is the root of all evil. There you go. Money isn't bad, it's the love of it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Money inherently isn't a problem.
Yep.
So like the argument of like can rich people go to heaven? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
God blesses people to be rich
and
still love him. And that's great.
Yeah.
If you love your money more than God, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Like the rich young ruler, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, Jesus, I followed every command and every law you said. Can I follow you? And he's like, go and sell everything you own. And he turns away with his head down because he was a very rich man.
Yes, he was.
But he was just consumed.
Yeah, another good example would be, I think the prodigal son's father
was
very rich, but he lived for God,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted his son back, and immediately accepted him, and basically lived how Jesus would live, which I think is cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. What is one thing, this just popped in my head, when you, like, what's a Bible story that you, like, always knew, but then reading it, now that you're, like, deeper in your faith, you realize the true meaning of it?
Good question. Off the top of my head, I don't know if I have anything, but I always heard about Joseph, the story of Joseph, and I was like, oh, that's a cool story. But the fact that his brothers tried to kill him, and he accepted them back, if my brothers would try to do that to me, I mean, we'd have a problem.
Oh,
I don't
think
I would, I don't know, because it's never happened, obviously, and it won't. I trust my brothers, but it's just crazy to me that he was sent, almost killed, sent to be a slave, rose up. God was with him the whole time, obviously. But was in jail for 2 years after he'd gotten high enough, and then Pharaoh put him in jail.
Yep.
And then eventually God helped him interpret dreams.
Yep.
And he's back. And then his brothers come to him, don't recognize him, and are on their knees. He easily could have sent him away.
Oh, dude.
Said no.
Yeah.
Then, hey, look where I am. Look how I did all this, taking all the credit.
Yeah.
Which he didn't do. God did all of it.
Yeah.
And he could have sent them to death. He was a second he could have in role.
Him. Yep.
So I think just the humility that Joseph has and the way he acts like Jesus.
Yeah.
Like he tried to, even though he didn't know Jesus, that's how Jesus would act.
Yeah, for sure. I think, what does he say? He says, what you intended for evil, God intended for good.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's just like, I wouldn't be able to say that. No way.
I would have thrown it in their face and been like,
yeah.
Look what happened.
Uh-huh.
Go to jail.
Yep.
Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, and I get mad at my brothers for like the stupidest stuff.
Yeah.
And then he gets thrown to a pit. He gets sold. And then Potiphar's wife accuses him, gets thrown in jail again, and then rises up, sees his brothers, and then, you know, kind of trolls with them a little bit, you know, plays with them.
A little bit.
I always like that. He's just like, oh, let's do this. Like, oh, no, you can't do that.
I think that was his one little spot of revenge.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Which, human nature.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's funny.
Yeah.
But also, in Potiphar's situation, that's also crazy that he didn't get tempted by that. Or he was tempted, but he ran away from it.
Yeah.
Which is also very impressive.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. I think for me, I just like realized this like a few days ago, which is crazy. Because I mean, like every Christian knows just the story of the crucifixion, everything, and the tearing of the, what's the thing in the temple? The veil. Yeah. So like the most high priest would go in there to talk to God.
Yep.
And when Jesus died, like that thing tore. And I watched a video. It's just talking about when that thing tore, it like symbolized how now everyone can talk to God. Yeah. It was kind of like a doorway.
Doorway being open.
And I just like blew my mind. I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, I've known this story for so many years, and I was like, that's really what that symbolizes.
Yeah. It's crazy when you grow up in a Christian household.
Yeah.
The stuff you hear at a young age that you take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And then you one random day you're reading through and you're like, wait,
mm-hmm.
that's what that means? It's crazy.
Yep. Like Genesis, when God says, like, let us make man in our own image, like, oh, us is meaning the Trinity.
Yep.
Oh, first okay.
First time it's mentioned.
Yes, right?
Early in the Bible.
Yep. Yeah, I just remember reading that. I was like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird to think about because Jesus was there.
Yeah.
But he wasn't born until however many years later.
Yep.
You're like, wait, oh, this is beyond human comprehension.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yep. Yeah. Do you have, okay, now that, like, you know, I mean, Christmas is still a little ways away, mm-hmm. but just talking about Jesus, like, do you have a hard time, like, on Christmas Day, not getting, or do you have a hard time, yeah, not getting consumed by just everything you receive, just absolutely. Remembering what the true story is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, I know that Christmas isn't about the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know it's about Jesus, but it's hard not to be excited to give away gifts and get gifts
yeah.
and make that the center of the day, which a lot of times I still think, even though we might read the Christmas story, that's only 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we're going straight to the presents.
Yep.
And that feels like that's the rest of our day.
Yep.
And I think my family's good about, we always read the Christmas story before mm-hmm. at breakfast. We have a family brunch. It's fun.
Nice.
But I think even though we try to do that, like, after that, we're like, okay, it's done. Let's have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that is supposed to be the fun.
Yeah.
That's our joy and our only hope. If he hadn't come, yep. God would see us as sinners.
Still. Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, it was the, I forget how many years of silence it was between the Old Testament. Was it 500?
I think so.
Okay.
Close so, to maybe 400.
400, something like that. Yeah. Where they just didn't hear anything. Yep. From God, and then like Jesus is born, and everybody's like, okay, this is not what we thought when we read the book of Isaiah.
It's like, what is this?
Yeah,
it's supposed to be a king.
Yeah,
like, it is a king,
it is. And they're like, what? He's not in purple, or he's not, you know, on a chariot, he doesn't need to be.
Well, yeah, and I think, like, from their standpoint, it's understandable
mm-hmm.
that they thought he wasn't a king, like, the prophecies in Isaiah. They're not hard to understand it. Well, yep. Some of them are. But they didn't necessarily point to what Jesus would be.
Mm-hmm.
Like they do, obviously. I'm trying. This is weird to say. But like, when you're back in there, you've been reading the Old Testament for so long, and then some random dude is born who's claiming to be the Son of God.
Yeah.
You're like, no.
Yeah.
Like, he's crazy. And then the Sermon on the Mount, like, even his mother and sister and brothers were like, this dude's crazy. I think it's a verse in the Bible to say they're going to stone him.
Yes.
And they're like, we need to get him out. They're going to, he's crazy.
Yeah.
And only Mary. Like, Mary was told by Gabriel, this is the Son of God. And she still was like, Jesus, stop. It's too much.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. There's, oh, have you watched, like, The Chosen?
I watched the first season.
Okay. What are your thoughts? Do you like it?
I do like it.
Okay.
It's always hard to get past someone else playing Jesus in a film for me. And I don't think it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to wrestle with. I'm not sure.
It is.
What the Bible says about it. I'd have to research it more. Because, like, you're playing a character, yes, but you're playing the Son of God.
Yeah.
And you can't just play the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's hard to do. I know some people disagree with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I watched the first season in school, and I've watched like the second season too. And I think I stopped like season three was like the Sermon on the Mount. And I watched that episode. Yeah. That episode was really good.
Okay.
So I do recommend that one. It's cool how they do it. But yeah, I think just like you said, some people disagree with it. I don't have a huge problem with it.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, I like to read the stories more. Because, you know, that's actually, like, inspired by God.
Yep. Well, yeah, you have to make sure that The Chosen is fully...
Yep.
Like, the Bible, nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
Chosen, it's from the Bible. They can get things wrong.
Yep.
So it's not scripture.
Yep.
I don't have a big problem with it. I just never finished it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Back to, you know, just talking about, you know, the people reading the book of Isaiah, thinking about what Jesus, what the Messiah would be, like a king. You know, during that time, like during the silence, and still in the Old Testament, they were like ruled over by the Romans, correct?
The Old Testament area?
The New Testament.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
The Romans, right? Romans. Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. I didn't want to get them wrong. But they thought, like, you know, Jesus, the Messiah, would come and, like, you know, conquer the Romans.
They thought he would conquer the Roman Empire,
yeah,
which was basically the world for them.
Yeah, but he was like, no, I'm here to bring you from the world to join my family.
Yep, he was there to set them free from the world.
Yes, not Rome. Just, yeah, and I just love that so much. That's so cool, because they're like, what the heck do you mean? And we're reading and we're like, come on, guys.
We're like, how did you not understand?
Yeah.
Like, well, I understand how they couldn't understand.
Oh, for sure.
Even with all the miracles that he did.
Yeah. It's so cool. Bible is fire.
I agree.
Bible is indeed fire. That's awesome. For, you know, people who are newer to their faith, what would you say is, like, a good book to start reading?
Any one of the Gospels or mm-hmm. Romans.
Okay, I agree, yeah.
I think Romans is a great place to start with how it explains everything. I haven't read Romans in a while, actually, mm-hmm. but I do know it's a great book.
Yeah.
It's got, it explains, like, how to become a Christian.
Yes.
Yeah. So do the Gospels.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, like.
It's the story of Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most, yeah. Romans or Ephesians is also. Yeah.
Ephesians is good.
Like a mini Roman.
Yeah. Romans talks about just, like, how, you know, being separate from your physical flesh and then spiritual flesh.
Yeah, yeah.
And how, like, everybody that accepts Jesus is brought into the spiritual flesh. They're all part of one family, not just the Greeks and the Gentiles and the different nations during that time. You know, like, everybody's a part of God's family when they accept him.
Yeah.
Because back then, I think it was, like, the Jews and the Gentiles, like, were opponents.
Yep.
I believe it's those two. It was those
Jews
two.
And Gentiles. Jews thought they were better than the Gentiles.
Yes.
They thought Gentiles were unclean.
Yeah.
Didn't associate with them. And then Romans states very clearly.
Yeah.
The gift of Christ is given to the Jew first and also the Greek slash Gentile.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Yep. How it's meant for everybody.
Yep.
That's awesome. So, any one of the Gospels, Romans, Ephesians.
And I think every Christian should obviously read the whole Bible.
For sure.
And I think finding a good plan to stick to
mm-hmm.
is the best way, not just starting from Genesis and going to Revelation.
Yeah.
Because you will give up in Numbers.
Yep. Yep.
I've been there many times.
Yeah.
So, if you're new, I would also say Genesis is a good place to start.
Yep, that's a good one.
Because it explains the creation,
yep.
the fall, and
yep.
why we're sinful. Romans will tell you, like, about our faith and what you said earlier. But Genesis gives you the fall, or creation, fall. So it gives you two parts, and then New Testament gives you, what are the other two? Creation, fall, redemption.
Redemption.
Revelation.
Yes.
Something like that.
Revelation, I think.
But yeah, starting at the beginning, also a great place to start.
Resurrection.
That's the one.
There you go.
I was like, it can't be Revelation.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. It is good. That is how you get your knowledge, guys. And with fellowship, of course.
Well, yeah.
And finding a good church.
Good churches are very important.
Yes, they are. Yeah. What are your opinions on just a good church? Like, what do you think a good church should look like?
think a good church should have a lot of fellowship. Should be good preaching. You need a good pastor who has a heart for preaching and not for the spotlight. And preaches from the word, not just his opinion.
Yep.
And I think that's pretty much a good church right there.
Yeah.
Is a congregation that loves to sing, loves to worship.
Yep.
Loves to be there on Sunday morning. It's not, it shouldn't look like everyone's just there to do the steps and be a Christian. So I think a good church, you should have joy.
Yes.
Joy in the morning all the time.
For sure.
To be worshiping God.
Yep.
Again.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, I think of it as like the pastor shepherds the congregation, but he also is a sheep as well.
Yeah.
And God is the eternal shepherd.
Yep.
You know, like, yes, he's up on stage, but he also has to be willing to seek wisdom from God as well. Because he's speaking the truth.
Yep.
And he's spreading it to God's children as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Love that. Cool. Before we wrap it up, talk about the show that you're going to be auditioning for.
Susico?
Yes.
That's the one. Let's see. They're coming up December 3rd and 4th.
Are those the only two audition days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Only two. You can do, if you can't make it, I'm sure you can do video.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in person.
Nice.
30-minute dance session. They teach us that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you have to come with your song prepared.
Nice.
Which they have a list of songs to choose from.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, I'm auditioning for Horton.
Nice.
We'll let's see go. What happens.
Yeah, let's go. How long does it, like, cast list usually come out?
For Beth, it's normally a while.
Okay.
Since we have a new director for the show, guest director. He's not replacing Beth, but guest director, he says they'll come out 2 days after.
Callbacks will. Dang.
So
callbacks. Also, he'll have callbacks.
Yeah, he'll have callbacks. So he said they'll come out the 6th of December, and callbacks are the 8th.
Okay.
And then cast list before the 16th. We're supposed to start rehearsals the 16th.
Wow.
So
he's just diving in.
Yep.
Love that.
Tickets are already on sale.
That's crazy.
Credit me.
No, that's so crazy. Yeah, guys, credit Jovan. Credit Jovan.
I'm doing the show anymore. If I don't get Horton, very time-consuming.
Yeah. I mean, what do you have, like, I know you have work and then school and stuff, but...
Work and school and Frisbee. My senior year, I'm a captain.
How long does Ultimate Frisbee go on for?
It's 2 seasons. So it's the fall.
Fall season. And spring?
Spring, but it starts in January.
Really?
Yeah.
And
until June.
Wow. So, okay. Well, hold on. This is a rabbit trail, because now I'm actually interested. So, is it the same people?
It's through Lebanon High School.
Okay.
Since I'm in their district, I get to play for them.
Okay. So you have a team in the fall. Is it the same people in the spring as well?
Yeah, so fall season is mixed, meaning guys and girls play together.
Okay.
So 7 people on each team are on the field, so 14 total.
Okay.
We'll do like a 4-3, so 4 guys, 4 girls, 3 girls.
Okay.
We'll play. Spring, it's separate, so guys play against guys, girls have their own team.
Mm-hmm.
Spring season is a lot more competitive, just the nature of it. Guys get to play against guys and girls on the field, so you're not watching out, trying not to hit anyone.
For sure.
So, spring season is very fun. States are in end of May, beginning of June.
Okay.
See if we win.
Dang. How many games do you play?
During a season, 12 or 13, but okay. Then we have tournaments that are 10 games in 2 days. So.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Maybe like 50 in total. There's probably 5 tournaments this year.
Yeah. How crazy is, like, the conditioning for it? Because, I mean, I went on a men's retreat last week.
Yeah.
And we did Ultimate Frisbee for 2 hours. And it was great. But we only did half field. And I was gone. I couldn't do it.
I'd say it's not terrible. You would think I don't play Frisbee based on how
I'm
a big guy. But I can keep up. I'm a handler, so I don't move as much.
Okay.
It's not terribly hard.
Yeah.
It's our team goes like 10 miles on Saturdays. Maybe not 10.
Like runs 10 miles?
Yeah.
Dang.
6 is the most we go. I go a little bit further. I like running. But and then we have practices. It's not that time consuming. once you've done it, you kind of get used to playing 5 games in a day, sleeping and waking up and playing 5 more games.
That's just crazy.
Kind of sore.
Yeah, I bet.
But it's not terrible.
Yeah.
I might be making it sound easier than it is. It's still pretty hard.
Yeah.
But I've played it long enough.
I love playing it, though.
It's very fun.
That's like if MVCA offered Ultimate Frisbee Team, I would do that instead of like the fall show.
Oh, yeah.
I would, because it's just fun. I don't care if I would be winded. I just love like just running super far and just like having them
throw me the frisbee. Put it up.
Yeah. What is the, okay. I need to put this can down. What's the best way to throw it for Ultimate Frisbee? Because throwing it like regular way isn't the greatest, right?
It's a great way.
Really? Okay.
The nature of frisbee and offense and defense.
Yeah.
Like, the type of frisbee you've played is not organized frisbee.
Yeah.
It's just you're running around.
We're just, yeah. It's like 12 guys running
around. Yeah. Organized frisbee, 7v7, man defense normally. Okay. Sometimes there's zone. Get into that later. But man defense, you have one guy on the disc, and he's forcing you to throw either a forehand or a backhand. Normally, he's forcing you to throw a forehand. So he's on this side of me, making sure I can't pivot over. He'll block it if I try to.
Okay.
So the defense kind of operates around that. So if he's on this side, the defense is on this side of our guys stopping this throw. So you...
Okay.
That's defense. Pretty simple, but you got to do it right.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Best ways, though, forehand, backhand.
Okay.
Hammers and scoopers aren't used that much.
Hammers aren't, really?
It's hard to throw a good hammer.
Yeah.
That won't get blocked. I use them because that's my job as a handler.
Okay.
Is to find the open throw, but they're more useful in a zone where there's open spots.
Mm-hmm. So handler, do you just like, what does that mean?
Typically, you're the one who will get the disc and get open more.
Okay.
To throw the longer throws, because it's hard to throw frisbee accurately deep.
Yeah.
So that's my job, is to throw it deep, throw it accurately, and there's like 2 other handlers, and then 4 cutters. So their job is to get open and dump it back to a handler and get open again.
Okay. So they're the ones moving the most.
The most, yeah. Handlers, if you're a good handler, you're still moving a lot.
Yeah.
Because you can go for a strike cut. If you don't get it, go deep. Because you're open normally.
Okay.
So you should be moving if you're handling.
Yeah. And do you have people on the bench, too, that like sub in and stuff?
After a point, yeah.
After a point, they sub in?
Okay. If it's an intense game, not always.
Not always.
Last tournament, I played the whole time.
Well.
Dang. Sucked.
How many are? Do they do quarters or do they do halves? Or
half time. It's like a soccer.
Okay, cool.
So there's just one half.
Okay.
There's timeouts, if you want to call it.
Nice.
One each half and one floater. They can use whenever. But
and does the time, does it count up or does it go down?
In professional play, it goes down.
Okay.
In the high school type that I play in, we start at 3. Game's done at 4:30.
Okay.
Half is at 3:45 or point.
Okay.
So
nice.
Pro league is a little different
from
high school, but
nice. Okay, if you didn't play Ultimate Frisbee, what other sport would you do?
Probably football.
Okay.
I did football for a little bit. But I didn't love it. But I think I would still have fun with it.
Yeah.
It's just so time consuming.
Yeah.
I can do frisbee in theater. I couldn't do football in theater.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, my friend tried to do that. So we did White Christmas for the fall show freshman year.
Yeah.
And he got the lead.
Nice.
But he did football.
Ooh.
So he would come to rehearsal with only like 30 minutes left and try to learn dances.
That's
the lines,
not a
the
good
songs,
recipe.
And it just didn't work. So he had to drop.
Ooh.
Gave it to the understudy, who did fine. Mm-hmm. He did fine. We'll go with that. But yeah, I was kind of just like, and he didn't do shows. So, okay. And then the spring was Beauty and the Beast, and he was Beast. And he could do that because he didn't play football in the spring.
Football's not in the spring.
But he just stuck to football the rest of the year. But then he came back for Sound of Music.
Nice.
And got Von Trapp. Ooh. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to. Football's so busy. My friend has practice 5 nights a week in games. So, it's like a job, basically.
Yeah.
Not as many hours, but. With school, it takes up your whole time if you're public school.
Yeah.
School, practice, sleep.
Yeah.
Or homework.
Crazy. Cool. All right, guys. I don't have any more questions, so we're just going to wrap it up. Thank you for being on the pod.
No problem. It's a pleasure.
Yes. All right. We will. I will record an episode sometime. I don't know when. Busy right now, but I'll find time to do it eventually.
One day.
But, yeah, get tickets for Seussical if you want to right now, guys.
If you want to.
But we do. They're doing classes in the spring, right?
Yep.
Okay, so if you go to Inspiring Arts, their website, sign up for classes. You want to do some? They have dancing, acting.
It's very fun. Dancing, acting, showcases. I don't know if they'll do that in the spring.
Okay.
But dance class is definitely worth it.
Dance class is very fun. You guys should do it. Alrighty. Thank you guys so much for listening. Peace.